Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The gospel lesson today seems out of place chronologically during this Epiphany season, this time when God manifests his Son so that you and I might see our Savior. We've already seen the coming of the Magi, the presentation of God's Son to Gentiles. We've seen his baptism. We've seen the temptations. We've seen the beginning of his ministry and the call of his first disciples. And today it almost seems as if God has hit the reset button to take us back to Luke chapter 2. Celebrating the feast of the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord Jesus. It was 40 days since Christmas, and once again he's given us the opportunity to see the baby, to see our Savior, to see Jesus. Our text is a familiar story of two old saints, Simeon and Anna, who were waiting for the Lord to come to his temple, two people who actually saw and held the baby Jesus. When Mary and Joseph took him into the temple to fulfill the law of Moses, to perform these two ancient rites, the purification of a new mother and the presentation or redemption of a firstborn son, they were greeted right at the beginning by this man named Simeon. He was already there waiting for them. We always assume that he was an old man, but Scripture doesn't say that. It says simply that he was righteous and devout, and he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And that day, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he went into the temple. And all he needed to do was see the baby. He saw the baby and he knew that his years of waiting and watching were over. God's promise to him came true. His Lord had come to him. And so he ran to Mary and Joseph with his arms outstretched. He wanted to hold, he wanted to see the baby. And what a precious and profound moment that must have been. As he just broke into song, he couldn't help himself. Lord, now finally, now Lord, you let your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. Cradling that 40-day-old baby in his arms, I'm sure he didn't have a full theology of the cross, but somehow he knew that baby had come to free him. Looking down into the face of the baby, he saw salvation. The salvation of all people, Jews and Gentiles. Looking into the face of Jesus, he saw his own Savior. And now his heart was at peace. There was also a widow named Anna, a prophetess. Luke says that she never left the temple, worshiping with prayer and fasting day and night. And of course, she wanted to see the baby too. I've never known an older lady who didn't want to see and hold a baby. This baby meant so much to her. She was just waiting for this baby because as a prophetess, she knew that this baby meant the redemption of Jerusalem, the redemption of all God's people. And though she was 84 years old, picture her flitting around the temple courts, gossiping the way older ladies sometimes do. She was gossiping the gospel. She was telling everyone she met about the baby. Two very faithful, spirit-filled senior citizens. Though they were old, their future beamed brightly. They had waited on God's word. They had believed the promise that they would see their Savior, and they did. And in that profound moment, as they held the baby in their arms, they knew God's word to them was true. Their Savior had come. And of course, they were still celebrating his birth. They were celebrating Christmas for the first time, and perhaps for their last. Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis, is really a triumph of faith. Lord, now. Now you're letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. This isn't really a request the way that we normally sing it. For Simeon, this was a statement of fact. Simeon's service as a watchman in the temple was finished. His waiting was over. He could retire. He could die in peace, for his life was complete. He'd seen everything he had wanted to see. For he had seen Jesus. The word "see" is very important in the opening chapters of St. Luke's Gospel. Simeon saw, not only with his eyes, but he also saw with his heart. In faith, he saw and held the baby Jesus in his arms. He saw salvation of all God's people, the salvation of the Gentiles, his own salvation. And seeing Jesus, in that moment, his heart was completely at peace. Yet in the midst of all of his own peace, he prophesied that this baby was appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel. He saw that this baby was going to split the world. Those who see him from those who refuse to see him, those who believe in him from those who will not. Those who take this baby up in their arms and who cradle him in their faith will see with their own eyes God's salvation. St. Luke places this story right after the account of the shepherds. The shepherds who were out in the hillsides keeping watch over their flock when they were overwhelmed by the glory of God, and they heard an angel message, a word of good news of great joy for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And they were told to go and see for themselves. They were to see a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And they said to one another, let's go, let's see this thing which has come to pass. And so they ran to Bethlehem. They searched. They saw the baby. And when they saw the baby, they made known abroad the word of God which had come to them, everything. It was just the way God had told them it would be. And as they returned to the hillsides and back to their flocks, I picture them as young men, worshiping and praising God, but bouncing off the walls and the narrow streets of Jerusalem, raising such a ruckus that they awoke all the people of Bethlehem as they told them about the baby that they had just seen. It's been 40 days since we've celebrated Christmas, And we've already gone back to our hillsides and our flocks, back to our homes, back to our classrooms, back to the tests and the papers, back to our humdrum lives on another gray day in the city of St. Louis, back to some of the most confusing and troubling times in our lives. But we've seen the baby. Today we're making a big deal out of this feast of the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord Jesus. We're even swinging incense. This is a big day. And why? Why did you come to chapel this morning? Guided by the Holy Spirit, did you come to hear that all of God's words to you are true? Did you come to hear words of redemption? Words of forgiveness? Words of salvation? Brothers and sisters, your watching and waiting is over. For the Lord has come to his people. Jesus is here today. And what did you come to see? A baby? Yes, and more than a baby. You've come to see your Savior, Christ your Lord. Jesus is here for you. Come, run to the altar this morning with your arms outstretched. Take him into the arms, your arms, arms of faith. Cradle him in your heart. Receive him into your hands. Here is the body and blood of Jesus for you. Here is forgiveness of all your sins. Here is God's salvation for you. Here is the Spirit working to equip you to live or to die. Here the Spirit will fill you with his gift of peace. So celebrate the sacrament today with Simeon and Anna and all the saints, seeing, knowing, believing, God's word to you is true. You know, Jesus once told his disciples, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and didn't see it, and to hear what you hear and didn't hear it." You and I are blessed today because the Spirit has opened our eyes that we might see. And so we praise and glorify God with those goofy shepherds bouncing off the walls of the seminary today, making a ruckus, telling everyone that we've seen Jesus. We join Anna flitting around, gossiping the gospel, telling people about the baby that we've seen, our Savior. We lift our voices with the old man Simeon, praising God, "Lord, now. Now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation." In Jesus' name.